Okay, we're gonna call this guy back. It's a fucking rude pizza guy. Call him right now.
Pick up your delivery.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make you take our order and make you deliver us our pizza anyway. What's that? Take down our order. Take down our order. We're gonna make you make it for us.
I'm not the one making it. Go ahead, I'll write it down.
Are you gonna make it or are you gonna do something to it?
I'm not doing anything. The cook makes the pizza.
So he's gonna do, is he your homeboy or what?
What? What's that?
Is he your homeboy, the cook, or what?
Everyone's close over here, but no one does nothing like that, so don't worry about that. We're not that kind
because
of
you sound like that kind of an asshole that would do something
hey,
to
homeboy,
to
everyone
our
who's
pizza.
Talking stupid like that right now, man.
You're the one that started all the rudeness. I what called up to order a pizza earlier.
Hey, what are you talking about, man? I put you on hold and then you clicked.
And then you hung up on me, yeah.
I did not hang up on you. I put you on hold.
Maybe you... Then just admit you might have made a mistake then.
No, I didn't make a mistake.
You might have.
No,
how do you
might
know you
not.
Didn't?
I know for sure I didn't.
Because I was waiting for your ass and you fucking hung up on me. And I just wanted to order a fucking pizza.
Oh, man, I'm the one who's talking rude, huh?
Yeah, well, now because the precedent has been set, fool.
What's up?
The precedence has been set by you.
Hey.
And you're supposed to be the one all professional and shit.
Hey, man, don't be stupid, fool.
All right, well, then take down my order.
What's your order?
All right.
What's your address?
One large pepperoni. And don't be doing no funky shit to it either, all right?
Hey, don't tell me that kind of stuff, man. I already told you 10 times.
Why?
Okay.
I just want to see how you like it. I want to see how you like it to be talked to like that.
Hey, I didn't talk to you like that, all right?
All right. This is me teaching you a lesson about respect, fool.
Hey, homeboy, I know my respect, all right? I told you I didn't hang up on you. You kept saying I did.
You gotta realize you'd be hurting people's feelings and shit, asshole.
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Hold on, I gotta put you on hold.
All right.
So, large pepperoni?
Yeah, do it up. And I want you to, maybe next time when we call to order a pizza, that... Maybe you might want to be a little bit more pleasant to people and not be hanging up on them and then with an attitude
after. All the customers that I'm pleasant to talk to, okay? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you.
What's the name of the manager so I could call and tell her? Her name's G?
Yeah.
What is that? Is she like G? Like that's her real name?
Yeah.
Are you bullshitting me or what?
I'm telling you what her name is. Why you gotta like keep going on with it?
What's her name? What's her name, full name?
G-U.
G-U? You're fucking with me, man. See, how can I even trust you?
You don't gotta trust me. I don't care about that, bro.
Maybe you don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, man. Hey, do you want to make the order or not, bro? I'm gonna hang up. Bro, I'm honestly gonna hang up this time if you don't want to make the order. It's real busy.
Hey, man, I just want to, you know, fucking... You can tell I'm lonely, right? I want to have a conversation with you, man.
Dude, I ain't got that much time right now. I got other lines on hold.
Come on, dog.
If you want to have a conversation, I could call you some other time. It's not a problem.
Oh, why? Because then what? Then you're going to start threatening me now that you're not at Hard Times Pizza. You're going to be like, this is what you're going to be like when you call me later. Hey, fool, I'm off work now. Why don't you come and meet me over here at the Echo Park Lake, fool?
Kind of person, man. I'm here at work. I'm doing my job, man. I'm telling you, do you want to make the order or what? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'll call you back, man.
Do you want me to put the order in, though, or no?
Nah.
You don't want to make it?
No. All right,
cool.
Nah.
All right, you got it.
All right. Hey, I'll call you later.
I mean, if we're going to play a song, we have to have you guys fucking join us and share. Somewhere, you're a drummer, all right?
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'll get in on it. What do you want me to do?
We're going to do the Angel Flat. We need a little bit of swing. Not so much Bunny Ridge. Not so much Bunny Ridge.
WMOR Radio.
All aboard!
All aboard, yeah, man. I've been waiting for fucking...
Man, I heard Angel Fly.
3 hours.
What did they say about...
All I know is I take this train and it takes me right up to the heavens.
You can't get to heaven if the train is broken. You can't get to heaven if the train is broken. You can't get to heaven if the train is broken. You can't get to heaven if the train is broken.
take me away on an angel's flight. I say, baby, take me away on angel's flight.
Well, it's summertime, but the fish ain't jumping, so living is easy if you just say nothing, or you'll be behind bars. Like cotton corn,
yeah,
we get it, it's our Chinatown. You build a village, you'll tear it down. Take to your wings and fly.
I said, baby,
I'm
good. Baby, take me away on angels fly.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. We're up here at Skid Row Studios and we're having another party.
We are having another party.
Just me, Dan, and Jeremy tonight. We don't have any guests, and we broke our on-time streak, or I broke the on-time streak again tonight.
It was like 3 weeks in a row.
That was 3 weeks in a row. Yeah, 3 weeks
hey,
in a
baby
row.
Baby steps, man.
Yeah.
It's officially that's a streak.
True.
Three
yeah.
is officially a streak.
That's true, man. But it's good that we're here. Like I said, there wasn't we don't have a guest tonight, so I'm trying to.
So basically, he had no one to be on time
down.
For.
Yeah, what exactly? Maybe that's what it was, huh?
Yeah.
It sucks like when there's guests and I'm still not on time, though. You know. But yeah, man.
Well, if they were better guests, we'd be more on time. that's more their fault. It's not really us.
I don't know, man. I'm just having panic attacks, man. And to be honest, that's the reason why I was. That's the reason why I'm late most of the time. You know, remember when you were talking to me about it and you're like, man, you're late, you got to be on time and all that stuff. And I'm like, man, I really want to, you know, it's like, but it's kind of embarrassing to tell people that you're not able to leave a place that you're at because you're having a freak out. You know what I mean?
Well, you had something happen today, right?
Yeah, man. Like, I have this anxiety problem, like a lot of people do. I don't know if you guys do it. I mean, we were talking about it. Jeremy, you might have the same thing, right?
I have issues.
Yeah, I have it too. But what I do is I just yell and scream as I'm getting stuff done.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm getting stuff done.
I don't think you know what a panic attack is, though. It's not, like, freaking out and, like, with anger or anything like that. It feels like you're going to have a heart attack.
No, I'm not, like, mad. I'm just, like, it's just, like, it sounds like I'm pissed off all the time.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a Tourette's, but it's, like, a productive Tourette's.
Uh-huh.
Where you're just, like, swearing and pissed off and just, like, going crazy. But you're actually doing stuff.
Yeah, this is, like, a different thing that I'm talking about,
nothing actually works until I get angry.
I got to tell you, like, I first had these years ago. Maybe, I think I was working at a place. It was, like, 1999 is when I had my first, like, experience with anxiety attack like that. And, like, one night I was trying to go to sleep. And I couldn't go to sleep because every time I doze off, like, I'd feel my heart stop. And I feel like I'm stopping breathing. And, like, I would just, like jump up and sit up and, like, you know, my heart would start pounding and I felt like I was going to pass out. And I'm like, oh, my God, here come Martha, I'm coming for you. You know, I thought I was Fred Sanford about to have a heart attack and stuff. And, like, I was up all night doing that same thing, like, getting really tired, trying to fall asleep. And then, like, I can't breathe. My heart would feel like it's going to stop. And I'd feel, like, really, like, I'm going to die. And I went to work the next day, like, totally looking like shit. And my boss, you know, comes to me and he's like, you know, you look terrible. Like, well, you've been out partying. And I'm like, no, man, like, you're not going to believe this. But I think I'm having a heart attack And like, I'm really scared that I'm going to drop dead, you know, and I think I'm going to leave right now to go to the hospital because, you know, and I described how I was feeling. And he's like, oh, no, you're having an anxiety attack. And I'm like, no, man, like my heart is not beating right. I feel it slow down and like skip and stuff. And he's like, no, no, you're having a heart attack. But I begged him to just let me go to the doctor. And he said, all right, fine. You go to the doctor, you'll find out that's exactly what it is, right?
Who do you work for, dude? You got to beg them? You're telling them
you're about to have
a heart attack?
What he was trying to do was like try to calm me down and convince me that this wasn't a heart attack, you know?
Right.
You know, he went through the things, you know, oh, are you feeling like, you know, your two fingers, you know, whatever, sharp pains, anything like that. They worked for like a rehab company. There was like some nurse or somebody in there that was like, oh no, it sounds like anxiety attack, you know? And, sure enough, I went to the doctor. They did all these fucking tests. And, you know, a few days later, they're like, no, this is anxiety. What it is your brain is malfunctioning. It's firing off the fight or flight response when it's not supposed to be, when everything's cool. I mean, you could just be having, you know, a fine day, nothing really sets it off. And then all of a sudden your brain just triggers that adrenaline rush. And I describe it to people. It's kind of like the feeling of like, let's say you're like taking a shit in front of everybody and everybody's looking at you and you're just like, just that feeling, you know, or like if you have your back towards a train that's speeding towards you and you don't know when it's going to hit, but you know, it's going to hit, you know, just a feeling of panic and terror. And, for years I was able to control them with like deep breathing and relaxation. And, you know, I got into meditating, for a while, and that really helped too. That really enhanced my life.
So you've had this for a while.
Yeah. I've had it for years. Yeah. Since 1999.
So, you reached the anxiety hotline. If you'd like to speak to the anxiety,
right, call
1-800-893-9562.
Their phones aren't running right now?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, man, I've been like having anxiety attacks and stuff lately.
Usually what I do when I'm like, I usually go roller skating. That usually helps me. Like, I usually like let my cares fly around the rink.
Is that what you do?
That's what I do.
Man, do you like to go roller skating? Are you a good roller skater?
Well, I can go forward.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I can't really roller skate.
So let's not talk shit unless you're like a really good roller skater or something. I mean, because I think what you're referring to is because I went roller skating.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I think you mentioned that.
It's funny that you would mention that.
Yeah, that was just like completely. I was just talking about relieving stress. Completely unrelated to your recent
man, I don't know how to roller skate or anything. You know, I've always had a fear of being like on the. Is somebody calling?
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. This is caller Mike. You're on the air, man. Do you have anxiety problems as well? Is that where you're calling?
I do. I've been in a band with you, so I have plenty of anxiety from that shit.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hey everybody, we're talking to Mike Morales. All right.
Hey Mike.
Don't use my fucking real name.
Shit. All right. You know, we'll just edit that out. Because okay, I'm sure everybody's going to be calling you.
How's it going, buddy?
Going all right, man. I'm calming down a little bit. I'm opening up about my anxiety problems.
I didn't realize. Did you have a bad attack recently?
Yeah. In fact, I had one before I got over here. And
I just caught like the tail end of that. I just like logged on right now. Like it was tonight.
It was tonight, and it was actually today, too, because I went to go pay the rent at our studio, and I snuck away from work and stuff, you know, whatever, so I went to go pay the bill. And then on my way back to work, I was driving on the freeway, and I feel another panic attack coming on. I've been having them lately, the last, like, few weeks. I've just been having bad, like, negative, like, energy problems or something, you know?
All right, let me ask you this. Are you upping your weed and alcohol intake, or is it, like, varying? Like, you know, like, sometimes that affects it, you know? It's like, you do too much of one thing.
It's true, yeah.
A little of the other thing, you know, it's going to fuck with you, dude.
You know what it is? It's stress, man, and not any, like...
I heard that.
You know, it's... I feel really stressed out lately because I quit smoking. You know how heavy a smoker I was, right?
Oh, fuck.
It's because of you. It's because when I joined the nicotines, I thought, well, shit, I'm in a band called the Nicotines, and I might as well start smoking, you know? It looks really good. These guys look really cool doing it, too, so I want to be just like them.
So cool.
So yeah, man.
To tens of people.
Dude, I quit smoking. It's almost 2 months now. I forgot. I think it's like day 50 something. You know, I'm starting.
Dude, congrats.
It's hard, man. I fucking hate it. I feel more stressed out, and it's not the kind of stress of our okay bills. I mean, those kind of stressors are already there. You know, it's the stress. Yeah, it's what it. Yeah, if you mean like you're about to crack, like that's how I feel. Like everybody is getting on my fucking nerves. I hate everybody and everything. And
how is that different from any other day with you?
It's worse. It's worse now. See, that's my point. It's like I was already like that to begin with, and now it's like way worse. I feel like all the work I've done in the last like 10 years to be less of a fucking asshole, I'm like regressing back to where I was, you know, with panic attacks and everything.
You know what it is too, man? Like I've been noticing it lately too, is when we're getting older, man, so we're getting like cranky man syndrome.
Exactly,
like,
man.
I'm so grumpy. Like,
yeah.
I was grumpy before, man, but like it's amplified now. It's like, I don't want to do shit.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be 35 on Monday, man. Monday the 6th is going to be my birthday, so if you guys want
to
email me some gifts.
Trying not to kill anybody.
Wow. So you should run for president.
Fuck, man.
You're 35, you can be the...
That's true, huh? Is 35 the
minimum age? I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Maybe I should run for president. Maybe I should... You know what I think I should do is just, like, run, period. Like, start running and exercising and get more healthy and shit. Because, you know, like, I've always been a hefty gentleman, right?
Wait, hold on. What?
You know, fat. I've always been, like, fat, but, like, especially, like, when you quit smoking, I don't know. Have you ever quit smoking before?
I actually, like, I put a Facebook post, like, I forgot how long ago it was. And I hadn't smoked in 5 days just because I forgot. I guess just because I was so, like, fucking, like, my brain was just out of whack, like, from work and bullshit and everything. And, like, I had, like, two packs of cigarettes in my car. And I've seen them in there, and I did not even touch them. And I realized, I'm like, fuck, I haven't smoked in, like, 5 days.
Yeah, man.
So, like, I wasn't even attempting to quit. And, like, actually right now, like... Since I don't have any cash on me, like, and no cigarettes, I'm so jonesy right now.
Oh, shit. All right, so
I kind of hoping my chick would bring me some cigarettes, but to no avail.
You know, whenever I run out of cigarettes, or, like, that's the one thing I was trying, like, not buying cigarettes for a while. That way I wouldn't have them, so I wouldn't smoke the whole pack, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'll just ask some people for some cigarettes, you know, here and there and stuff. So at work, like, I'd bum one from one guy, and, like, not that many people smoke anymore, you know? So like
at my work, people are on chimneys, dude.
Wow.
It's kind of weird, but I usually don't smoke at work.
They do have the chimney crowd, and so like what I would do though, in a day though, I would like bum three cigarettes, and I'm like, oh shit, like I can't bum any more cigarettes for like at least the rest of the week, or these people are going to start getting annoyed with me, you know? So like I would be like, oh, I'd walk by people's desks like that I knew that smoked, and like I'd be like psyching myself out, like just ask them, no, just ask them for a cigarette, no, just ask you, it'll be all right, and I'll be like, okay, I'll ask, and then they're like, oh no, I don't have any, and then I feel like such a fucking dick, like, okay, oh no, it's cool,
totally,
it's all right, no, it's all right, it's all right, yeah, but really on the inside, I'm like thinking like, fuck you, motherfucker, especially the ones that used to bum a lot of cigarettes off of me, and they never have a fucking cigarette for me when I want one, you know, fuck, man, these fucking cigarettes drive you crazy, yeah, they are,
that's why when you were quitting, I was saying you should switch to the Virginia Slims,
yeah,
so first of all, nobody wants to bum them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't even want to, and then you don't want to smoke them either.
Hey man, I'll bum some Virginia Slims. I had a bunch of Virginia Slims when I wasn't buying cigarettes, man. You know,
dude, I'd smoke one of them shits right now. I'm jonesing.
Well, I mean, and that's my point, man. It's very difficult, man. Like it's really hard to do, and I hope that I stick with it because, like, I'm like 35 now. I'm gonna be 35, and like I feel like my health, like now it's like starting, like now it's starting to count. You know what I mean? When you're like in your 20s, you could be partying and fucking, you know, be overweight, eat the bullshit food, and then like you know, there's less risk of you having a heart attack. You know, but when you're in your 30s. That's where shit starts becoming real, and it starts becoming a reality, and, like, right now my back is so fucked up, man, you know? So.
Oh, dude, me, I'm in the same fucking boat. You've seen my Facebook post. I'm just a wreck.
I liked that one because I identified with you. I always like your... I always try to like your posts and stuff, you know, like, especially, like, friends. you know, like friends that I know in person and stuff, you know, I'd be like, you know, yeah. I'm going to support their comments. So I'm going to click like, I'm going to like their comment and stuff, you know. Sometimes I'll write some witty shit and I'm like, how come nobody liked my comment, man? That's really fucked up.
You should
hate those motherfuckers. What the, I'm wasting my fucking time making funny shit.
You should write that right underneath that.
Oh, man.
How come nobody likes my jokes?
But, you know,
I'm going to drop my account. I mean it, guys.
I'm struggling over here, man. And like, me and Jeremy have been talking, you know, the last like couple weeks. Like, we're kind of in the same boat. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're both big dudes, and which means fat. That's like a nice way of saying
fat. I say start a sumo league.
Right.
It's good for the cardio.
The silver lining.
It's good cardio, and you learn a skill.
You know. So
we're staying shape.
We're starting to notice that things are really starting to hurt now, and we have no energy.
That's the worst part, man. Yeah. It's just having zero energy. And
yeah,
your knees aren't actually built as pistons to hold up a giant cannonball.
Yeah,
they're actually just there to like bend and stretch as you walk with like a, you know, a svelte upper frame. It's really not meant for that shit.
You know, though, man, like, I'm kind of afraid to lose a lot of weight now because I've been so fat for so long that when fat people lose weight, they get, like, loose skin and their head never loses weight.
You look like Jonah Hill. Have you seen his ass lately?
You could always just get taller.
That guy looks fucking weird. I'm like, please be fat again because you're grossing me out with your new skinny giant fat head look, you know?
Yeah, man, if you dropped a bunch of weight, dude, I'd have a fundraiser for you because I think you'd have cancer or something. Like, Vince is thin. I mean, he looks good, but he's not fat anymore, so he's 58.
You remember, there have been a few times where I actually, like, lost weight and, like, looked kind of good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Totally, dude. Totally,
so I could do it again. It's just, you know, I got to deal with like the loose skin. There's people that we know, and I'm not going to mention names because it's kind of fucked up. But you might know this guy. He used to hang around with us and stuff. But he was a heavy guy, and then when he lost weight, like he would tell me, and I'm not going to say his name because I told him I'd never tell him that people about this. But he's like, man,
does his name rhyme with lemon?
No. That's another,
another
former
about.
Fat dude, yeah. I think David Cote, you're talking about Lemon. I think David Cote still might be a hefty chap.
You fucking just said his name.
Yeah, but that's not the guy that I'm talking about. I'm talking about another guy. He told me, he's like, yeah, man, but don't tell. And I'm like, hey, man. Because he lost a lot of weight and like turned normal looking. And I'm like, hey, man, you look good. He's like, hey, man. He's all, one thing I won't do is take off my shirt. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, because like I just have all this loose skin and stuff, you know? And then one time we all went swimming and he didn't want to take off his shirt and everybody like pressured him into doing that. And like he really did have like just like loose saggy skin and I'm like, oh my God.
He's like, oh, my nipples are in my pocket.
I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know what I mean? So so like to fill up the space, I think that if I lose a lot of weight, I think I gotta like replace it with like massive muscle, you know what I mean? Like become hulked out. Yeah. Juice up and hulk out, you know, to try to fill in the saggy gaps.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was saying about Jonah Hill. He needed to hit the weights.
What is it with that? I mean, are some people just meant to be fat, or does your, because like I noticed that,
well, I think
it's, even with Big Boy, remember Big Boy,
I think it stretches your,
oh, that was just gross,
it morphs your like skeletal structure, you know?
But don't you think that's because they're celebrities and you see them on TV and you know their character as a fat dude and he plays kind of those roles and then everything
and
changes.
It looks weird. You know what also too is like, you like Dan was saying, like the frame, like people get used to carrying that weight and so like when they lose the weight they're still walking around all hunched over with that frame like they're carrying 300 pounds, you know? Yep. And
for me, like I've always been kind of stocky like since a little kid. Mm-hmm. At one point like I dropped 40 pounds and like got super skinny, but of course put the weight back on, and now that I'm older put more weight on. And I think I'm just predisposed not to be a fat guy, but just to be like kind of like a fucking stocky like bulldog type, you know? Like I'll never be like a fucking supermodel, like super thin, unless I fucking take a lot of drugs and drop a lot of weight. But like honestly, just looking at my family, I'm just like predisposed to that. So I mean,
you know what I hate is this BMI, body mass index thing. Number?
Yeah, that's total horseshit, dude.
Is it because it says that I'm like borderline obese, and so some people will consider it obese, and that's what my doctor told me, and I'm like, oh my God, you're telling me I'm obese? And he's like, yes, you're obese, and I'm like, wow, That's great.
All right.
Can't wait to tell
him. More
chocolate. but he's like, no, you're at the bottom level of obesity. I'm like, oh, okay, good. That's great.
That doesn't make it sound any better.
Yeah.
It's like you're an alcoholic, but you're a functional alcoholic. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's not point fingers.
And then he shoved his finger up my asshole and checked for roids and stuff, and it was very uncomfortable. You know, I don't know.
Did he have hands like dicks?
It felt like he had like a hard, thick cock or something, but it was really just his index finger. I'm like, man, those are meaty fingers. That hurts.
For people eavesdropping on our conversation here, we're talking with Mike from Hands Like Bricks.
That's right.
If you ever see them.
Yeah. All right.
Ow! See them before they see you.
Exactly. But back to Vince's asshole.
Back to Vince is an asshole.
This is fun. I gotta call in more.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, man. I mean, this is a special time too because I told Jeremy, I'm like, let's see if we could just do the show without like a formal guest and just kind of talk about this stuff, you know?
Well, boom, you got one.
Well, cool, man. I don't know if you want to wait, if you want to hold and keep talking with us or anything, because we're gonna play some songs right now. And I'm gonna go take
a leak and take a shower and go to sleep.
Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for calling in, Mike. I love you, man.
I love you too, man. And, take care.
And it's really good to hear from you. And you should just come in one of these Thursdays, man, and come in and hang out with us.
Let's plan that shit.
Yeah, come down next Thursday.
All right, man.
All right, or Thursday coming up or something, dude. Thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, bye.
All right, everybody. Mike later. From Hands Like Bricks. And they also like to, as a joke, they say hands like dicks. So reminds me of that movie, Edward Penis Hands. You ever see that one?
I heard about it.
It's a good one. And it's just what it sounds like, too. Instead of scissors, he has two dildo hands and stuff, and they shoot jizz everywhere. And he stands and he spins around like a sprinkler fountain thing and jizzes everywhere. It's a pretty good movie.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like the writing in that. I think that should have gotten an Academy Award for porns and stuff. But anyway, we will play some songs. I'm going to go down and get some beer. I think you guys want some beer. We're running out, so I'm going to go take a walk to 7-Eleven. But don't worry, I'll be with you guys.
This talent don't come from nowhere, you know.
So we'll be back with more on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah.
The More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Isis Williams, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row.
She good Matthias. Angetrota. Ja, den Kurgisela. Dem Chateau. She good Matthias. Angetrota. Ja, den Kurgisela. Dem Chateau. Nettwa Meritun, ja, genau. Sert un devenu quelle che arruarane. Od un adem betone le rocce un terpo. Che se lo tun luce rasace un eco. She good Matthias. Angetota, ja den Kurgisela, dem Chateau. She good Matthias. Angetota, ja den Kurgisela, dem Chateau. Sicuren daravite te poterebbe. Tunin work men alive. Biro be mal tu begibt es ekele. Ja Afrika und kan tunin det on wale.
If you'd like to call in 893-800-9562.
If you'd like to reach us, dial 1-800-THE-LAW-2.
If you'd like to reach the fans of Buddyhead at the More Music Radio Pod.
If you want to call Travis Keller's best friends, dial 1-800-893-9562. Yeah. More radio at skidrow.la.
Radio Pod.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Is this the More Music Radio Pod?
This is the More Music Radio Pod. You called 800-893-9562.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, man. Hell yeah.
Right here on Skid Row.
You mean we're on a radio show right now?
You are on a radio show, which will then later be podcast.
That's awesome.
On the World Wide Web. Unless you're in China.
I want to be on a radio show. Hold on one second. Hey, sir, do you want to be on a radio show? No?
Vince is asking someone.
This guy doesn't want to be on the radio show.
Wow.
You got a lot of stuff in your car.
Well, it is Hollywood. Everyone's kind of got their own thing going on.
He didn't want to talk to us.
Wow.
Hey, we're going to talk to this public safety guy. Hold on. We're doing some, what do you call it?
On the street interviews.
Man on
the
street.
Hold on. All right.
Hold on
a
second. All right. Hey, what's going on, man? We're on a radio show right now. You're a public safety officer. Is this a Segway?
No, T3. Segways only have two wheels.
Right? How are the streets of downtown right now?
What is it? They're good, man. It's fine.
We're on a radio show. We're on the More Music Radio Pod right now.
Oh, my.
Serious?
Hey.
Hey, Dan, you're talking that you got somebody on the street right now. You want to ask him something?
So any crazy violence out on the street tonight, or has it been relatively safe?
Relatively safe.
That's cool. Good to hear. Everything's cool. How long have you been doing this?
For like a year.
Have you seen anything crazy while you've been doing it? I mean, you have to. You're in downtown LA.
Seen a guy overdose on heroin.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yep. The restroom.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You got any happier stories?
You ever, no. You've never he's never delivered a baby or anything like that?
No. See a lot of fights every now and then, especially on the weekend.
Do you ever listen to skidrow.la?
No.
On skidrow.la, there's a bunch of radio shows, and right now you're on the More Music Radio Pod.
We're doing.
Can you do us an ID? Like, say, this is, you know, whatever. Say hi. This is, you know, say your name, and then say, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
I can't do that.
Can you say you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod?
Can you say that you can't do that?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. I can't do it. Well, we just came down because the radio show's going on right now. It's actually in that building right there.
Live?
Yeah, it's live.
When do people cuss?
Well, you could cuss. Fuck yeah, you can say fuck and shit and pussy, felching. You know, you can say anything.
Bring him up.
Yeah, we were just going to walk to 7-Eleven.
I don't know, he's on
no,
duty.
No,
right
he's on duty right now. He can't come up.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate him keeping us safe.
Cool, man. Thanks for talking to us on the More Music Radio Pod.
You're welcome.
Have a good one, man. All right, yeah. See, we're talking to people on the street. This is our first on-the-street interview. You want to run across the street right now? Can we do it?
I don't know, man.
No.
3 seconds.
So
it going in there, man? You're doing a good job holding it down, Dan.
Well, you know, that's why I get paid in beer, you know?
That's right. We're going to get your payment right now.
Sweet.
Over here in downtown, we're actually nearby a convenience store, a very popular convenience store. You know, some of the people in the convenience store talk like this, you know?
I
don't want to say the name because we might get sued by the corporation.
Hey.
But, you know?
That'll be the best publicity we've ever gotten. So, hey.
Yeah. But it's the kind of convenience store where people be talking like this all the time. You know, like on The Simpsons? It's like a quickie mart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the 610. You know, everybody knows that one.
Yeah, so we're going to go buy some beer right now. So, man, what's going on? You got any plans going on, man?
There's a big football match.
You want to be on the radio show right now?
No.
We're talking right now on the More Music Radio Pod.
Hello, sir. You're on the More Music Radio Pod. How can I help you today? Hello.
Are you talking? He's talking to you, man.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hold on. I put it on speaker.
Put it on speaker.
Right. I'm cool. You don't want to be on a radio show?
No.
Hi, this is Dan with the More Music Radio Pod. What's your name?
We're doing the radio show. We came to go buy some beer from 7-Eleven.
I'm good. I don't want to be on
this. All right, cool, man. Thank you, man. Have a good night. Yeah. All right. He doesn't want to talk to us right now. We'll just get the beer and get back, man. Shit.
I guess that's what's going to happen.
I don't want to, like, keep droning on and on.
Was that our employee? Was that our beer attendant that you were speaking with? Or
he got irritated.
That was the guy you were buying beer from?
No, that wasn't the guy that we see all the time.
We haven't... Oh, that wasn't Mike. That wasn't Mike, right?
No.
Hey, is Mike going to get his own show here? Or what's the deal?
I don't know. Let's talk to Jeremy about it. Hey, Jeremy, do you think Mike's going to be able to get... He's a homeless guy. And do you think we should get him a show or what?
He's really looking to reach out to people, so I think it may be a good venue.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, man, do you want to talk on the radio show? We're doing a radio show right now, but we have to come and get some beer. But it's live right now, so we said we'd just be on the phone. You want to say anything?
Hi, you're on skidrow.la. How can I help you tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Dan with skidrow.la. What's your name?
Okay.
Oh, what's your name? How are you doing tonight?
How fine are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Jose?
Yeah,
we're both on the air right now.
Oh, awesome. Yep. You guys out buying beer tonight?
We are buying beer.
You guys out for flavor or budget? What are you looking?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Thank you. Yeah, we got the... What's your name, sir? It's Ra... Rahman is on the phone. He's on with you right now.
Oh, sweet. Hello, Rahman. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Are you selling the beer tonight?
12 o'clock close. Now selling beer.
Oh, in an hour you will stop selling beer. Is that
going to be on a radio show? No?
Yeah, now selling.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's a radio show?
Victoria Dundas Real Factory.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, speak Chinese.
Yeah, he's Victoria Real Factory.
You want to talk, sir?
We're
on live on a radio show. Radio?
Hello.
Radio.
Radio.
What's the best beer that those gentlemen should buy tonight?
I'm on a radio show right now. Where are you from? What part of China?
China, yes.
Which part? What country?
China. Shanghai.
Shanghai?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you, Rahman, Jose. We'll see you next time.
Sayonara. All right.
Okay.
Some new friends, man.
Yeah.
I think I just spoke friendly Japanese to a Chinese person. Yeah. That was insulting.
Nice, yeah, I fucked up there, but what are you gonna do?
It was good.
She sounded cute, was she?
Yeah, she's very nice.
She sounded very
she's from
nice.
Shanghai.
Shanghai surprise. Yeah.
Did she like Shanghai Noon? How did she feel about that movie?
I think she's more of a kung fu hustle kind of girl, actually.
Yeah, Owen Wilson sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on our way back, man. I don't know. We should do that more often, like come to 7-Eleven and just pass the phone to people. It seems like the Jose and Rahman were actually, like, pretty, like, cool with it. You know?
Yeah, they were cool.
I think everyone was a little caught off guard.
Yeah.
But,
he's my favorite Rahman. He's my top Rahman.
So Rahman was working there, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He was the dude you were talking to right now.
Okay, I think there was a little bit of a communication issue.
Yeah.
I don't think he really understood what I was getting at there. But anyway, what'd you guys end up getting?
We got a full pack of Vickies, man.
Are you underwater right now? Are you drinking that as you speak? I think I'm getting.
This phone isn't doing good.
No, it's fine. Oh, good Lord, are you okay?
Cool. What's going on?
You know, nothing.
All right, man. Hey, Dan, we'll be right up, man.
Okay.
We're having technical difficulties and we're in the elevator.
All right.
Cool, man. That was our trip to 7-Eleven. All right.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a minute. But, okay. Yeah, anyway. While we were away, I guess that was our first music break, right? So, yeah, we were listening to Tune to Me. Vince is in a band with some of the members of Tune to Me, and they're known as Remake Remodel, and they'll be playing later this month at the Redwood or something, I believe. But anyway, Tune to Me played a song called Cartilage, and then Isis Williams freaked out on the radio. And then we played... I don't know what the hell I'm...
Is it live?
Who?
Is it live right now?
Who names these bands? All
right, we came back.
Okay, I'm really mad at this band.
Okay.
What the hell is the name of this band? I'm going to lay you...
That's Alameyu Eshetti.
I thought it was Alamnuya. Well, anyway, they played a song called Tikir Gisela, and
which means Black Panther if you don't speak Ethiopian. If you don't speak Ethiopian, like, what's up with you, you know?
Yeah.
You're embarrassing us. Like, in America, like, we only speak English, but like, people from other countries speak like multiple languages.
You ever see that movie, The Gods Must Be Racist? Oh, no, I mean, The Gods Must Be Crazy. I remember they said Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
All right, here's your Victoria. Make sure that Sonny gets a beer. All right, now we're just going to kick it.
Okay, so... Sonny, we played a show together on Friday.
That wasn't like a very good show, though.
Yeah. You know what? What happened is we played that show, and there was like PA issues, and our studio is like immediately down the street.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, I guess we got to go get a PA and like save the day here.
Uh-huh.
And then, so yeah, we did that.
Yep.
I still have never seen your band.
I've
seen it. It's great, man. You're missing out.
I don't know. We kind of got pissed off about something and had to leave right away.
So what happened? Tell us what happened. What'd you get mad at?
I don't know. We got a little upset because we kind of got sucked into letting them use all of our shit, which is why we thought we were going to play there. I don't know. It was like this big miscommunication thing. We thought they blew our amp, our drum amp.
Oh, shit.
So they did break one of our cables, but yeah, whatever. It still works, so...
That sucks, everybody. Though, because, like...
I don't want to totally torch, like, the name of this place, because they just opened, like 2 weeks... I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, it was just... They're still getting it together, night, but... You know,
it's a very cool space.
One of those things.
Like, hopefully the kids will get it together, and...
Yeah.
And it'll be a nice
space. They need to put some baffles over there, though. But the sound was a little bouncy.
But you know what? Like, really, kids, like, if you're going to put together a show, let us tell you how to do it. Like, first of all, you need a place that's kind of cool, and like any place you can make cool, right? So to make a show cool, you
right
have
there,
to have
they're on
a
point.
PA.
They're on point right there. They have a very nice space.
You have to have a PA first, so people can sing.
And then
usually
that's
people
will
bring their instruments, and it'll be loud enough, and you could just play. But you need to hear the vocals, because when you don't have a PA, the singer is not going to be able to be louder than the instruments that are playing. You're not going to be able to hear the voice, you know? So you need PA. So there wasn't a PA there, but you know what really sucks is, why are you messing with my headphones?
I was trying to turn you down in my headphones.
So anyway, so what happened was, the worst thing that happened, though, is like the band, there was a touring band from Seattle that night. Sioux City Pete and the Beggars or something like that.
I seen a YouTube video. I didn't get a chance to check them out, though.
You know, it's like, the people are having fun, and I love that, you know? And they were...
Yeah, they put on a good performance.
I thought they were good.
They were a good rock band.
I like their whole, like, their ethic. You know, they're like, this is rock and roll, and this is for real, and this is happening right now. And it was cool. They lit up incense and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, they put on a good show.
You know what, though? There's a rule. When you have a touring band, and you're charging at the door, you cannot withhold money for the touring band. Like, any money that you have should, I mean, even if it's $40, give the fucking $40 to the touring band, you know, because afterwards they were really upset with us. They were kind of upset with us, because I guess, you know, they thought, you know, well, we're from here, and
hey, you're wearing ties, whatever. You guys must have
he was just bitching at
together, right?
Yeah, but you had nothing to do with the show.
No.
What did he say?
He was like, hey, man, you know, this is bullshit, and you know what? He's all, I'm gonna tell you guys, because you're like a real band,
But when out-of-town bands come and play, like, you have to give them something. These guys didn't give us anything, and they're charging at the door, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry, you're preaching to the choir, you know? Like, we're not getting anything
either. I mean, most
of
these bands, they need that money to get to the next
exactly.
show.
Yeah. It's fucking shit. It costs money, you know what I mean? It's like, and that's what I hate about, like, when people are, like, talking shit about L.A. and, like, how L.A. people are just, like, you know, that L.A.'s notorious. Like, the shows are, like, L.A., you won't get paid if you're a touring band. And that's bullshit, you know? And I hate hearing that. It's true.
Huh.
You know? And it's really just etiquette, you know? That's not rocking out correctly if you're putting on a show and you're not paying the touring band something, you know? Like, I think they just got, like, totally denied. So get a PA. Make sure that you're paying the touring bands and stuff like that, and everything will be cool. I mean, I always have fun playing, but I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I really like, and another thing too. Like, a lot of people said they were going to go to. Like, I that's what I hate about this Facebook. I fucking should be called Farcebook, because I heard Jello Biafra said that, and that sounds pretty cool. So I'm gonna start calling it Farcebook, you know, because it's like people are on there just to fucking dick around and fucking be social, like. In a way that they don't actually have to go and talk to anybody.
The way you're talking right now, you're gonna lose friends.
We're gonna lose friends right now. Yeah, you know, if you don't like it, defriend us, okay? Unfriend us and block us, okay? And we're gonna block you too.
Hey, but tell your friends to like us, though.
But you're not gonna see all the shit that
you
we're
can unfriend
about
us, but tell us, tell your friends we're cool.
So anyway, yeah. So that was that show. I don't know why I'm going on a thing, but I mean that sucks, man. I hate LA being represented like that.
You know, to Sonia's point, like. About the equipment, I mean, you know, a lot of these bands work their asses off to get the equipment they have.
Right.
And I can understand, because it's like the band that's there that's just like bumming equipment off of everybody, they don't give a shit about that equipment the same way that you do, that you had to work hard for that equipment.
Right.
You know what I mean? And when something fucking breaks with your band, like a lot of these bands, if you got a broken amp, you're fucked.
That sucks, man. And you know, sometimes shit happens, like a cable will go out or something, you know, like a cymbal will crack or something. And that's like, you know, well, it sucks, but it's like not like like just like belligerent and stuff. You know, I've had people like really like be like the biggest fucking assholes with my shit. Like there's a band that's playing right now that I lent my amp to the guy, and I said, hey, man, just take care of this thing, man. Like, you know, it's cost a lot of money. I love this thing. And I hate it when people come to you, like, at a show about to go on, and they're like, hey, man, can I borrow your amp?
That's the only time they do it.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit, you know? It's like...
I fucking hate that shit,
because that sucks, because the people that are doing that are putting us like on the spot, you know? It's like you could either say
you're an asshole if you say no,
yeah,
of course.
Then you're like a dick, like, oh, okay, well, we couldn't play because that fucking fat fuck from the Mormons didn't want to let us use their fucking amp and shit, you know? So it's like, okay, so you want to be cool, so you're like, okay, but please take care of it. I told this guy to take care of it, and it was they played for fucking 2 hours, and then I went to put my amp up, and I noticed that there was an upside down beer inside my amp. And there's like a fucking little lake of beer inside my brand new amp. And I fucking told the guy, I'm like, hey, man, I was so fucking pissed. I went and I found him in the crowd. He's all schmoozing around and shit. And I'm like, hey, motherfucker, you better get something and fucking clean my fucking amp right now. There's a fucking beer upside down. He's like, oh, bro, sorry, bro. So like fucking I had to get all the shit to clean it, you know, whatever. I fucking pretty much cleaned it up. And then afterwards, you know what he told me? He's like, hey, man, you know, rock and roll, bro.
Oh,
and I'm like, motherfucker.
God.
I said, you know what, dude? If you ever fucking say that to me again, rock and roll, bro, like that, I'm going to fucking punch you in the fucking face,
dude.
Let me
go rock and roll on your fucking equipment at your house.
Motherfucker, dude. Yeah, I was so fucking pissed. And that motherfucker, the same dude, I should say who this is, but I'm not going to say it. Maybe I'll say it later.
Come on, man.
This same fucking dude at a party tried to fucking steal my pipe. Like, I saw him, like, fucking put it in his pocket.
No
and shit.
Fucking shame,
and,
dude.
And I'm like, hey, man, like, anybody see my pipe? You know, whatever. He's like, oh, no, bro. I'm like, hey, man, didn't I see you put my pipe in your pocket? And he's looking. He's all, oh, here it is. Oh, sorry, man. Like, he tried to fucking steal my fucking pipe. People are fucking shitty, man. Yeah, and that's why it's hard to fucking deal with people. Like, People just don't have any manners anymore.
But does the scene weed those people out? Do they get known to be dicks? And
no,
then,
like
they always have somebody yeah. on their side, right?
Well, that's the because you know why? Because that's like cool to just be like, hey, no, fuck it, bro. This is just rock and roll, blah. You know, and that's cool. But like when you start fucking pouring beers in people's apps and fucking, you know, I don't know. That's the way it goes sometimes, though. But yeah, I don't know how we got this because I kind of wanted to talk about some stuff that I was listening to on the radio, and I heard fucking what's his fate? Like the Republicans are running for president right now, right? Because it's going to be Barack Obama against the Republicans' best guy, right?
Right.
And so like. So Barack Obama is versus whoever the Republican leader is, and right now it's Mitt Romney, right?
Right.
So I actually got some clips, and whenever there's like a presidential campaign, like I noticed the presidents, like the presidential nominees and stuff, like they'll try to like seem like they're cool and like they could do stuff, you know?
This is presidential American Idol.
Hey, what's going on? Is this the piñata hour?
This is the pipa hour.
Is this Lee from the piñata hour?
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
No, much. I'm listening to your show right now.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking about the space?
Yeah. The space. Yeah. Beauty's Pain. It wasn't the best like show. We had fun playing, but I don't know, man. It's like kind of whack, right? Were you there? Did you go?
No. I could not make it.
Okay.
I'm saying...
One thing is when you go to it...
Because you know what? I noticed that you RSVP'd that you would make it. So you're one of the people that always say that they're going to go and do it. Stuff.
My son had like a little toothache.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you have kids, you got to watch them out.
Yeah.
That's why.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, when you go to places, unless you get booked at the Echo,
uh-huh.
or as the satellite, you don't have to worry about PA. But as soon as you go to a place that you've never been there before,
right?
And it's something that...
It's a risk. You know, it could be cool. You never know.
Like, if you're going to go to a place, you got to find out and call, make sure they got PA.
Yeah.
And how much at the door, who's playing, what are the slots. Those are the most common things that... If you're in a band and you've been in a band for a while, you will ask up front. Unless you get booked at a different place or a promoter that you know that he's going to handle everything.
Yeah, but we knew these were the bands we were playing. This was, okay, we had Dangerously Sleazy, right? That's a pretty cool band, right? I like those guys.
Oh, no, I know all the bands.
Sketch Monster.
Band that it was on the bill.
Sketch Monster was going to play. So that's why it sounded cool. And so we said, remember I told you,
if they got
cool,
all
like,
these guys, whatever. Then they must have it together.
We're just like,
we're all cool.
We just want to make sure that we're not going to play first or last because we hate getting fucking put first or fucking last, you know?
Yeah, how many people show up?
I don't know. How many people you think?
Well,
like
for radio's sake, I would say like 300.
10 or 1,500?
Yeah.
You know? Probably like 1,000.
There was about 65 people or so.
No, it went up to 80.
Yeah, I think
there was 80 people.
Right? There was probably maybe...
So there was like 70 other people like yourself that said they were going to go and didn't go.
You know?
Just fucking bullshitting.
It was what, like 20, 25 people maybe?
There was like a peak of like people. People came in and out and stuff, you know.
But it's good that people RSVP. It makes it look like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So well, like, I think that's why people do that.
250 RSVP, like 300 people are going to show up. And
it's usually like a percentage. Like if it's 250 people that say they're going to show up, it's like a 1%, like maybe 20, like 2.5 people are going to show up.
If that's the case and like that's just like people's
MO.
2.5, 1%.
If that's just like people's MO, I think they should like turn on our show. Don't even listen. Just like make it register
that
they're listening to the show. A little thing you can hit and click, and it's not going to show how many people are going to RSVP of it.
Yeah,
you can hide that.
Yeah,
you can hide
that. I noticed that the Fuck Your Fest.
I like to look at that stuff though. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a little competition. You look and you're like, hey, see, I wonder who's winning. Like, oh, look at these people are getting all these
the
people. People are declining. Like,
I think
you look
it's
at
based
their
on the bands as well.
Decline ratio and stuff like that.
You can have 6 or 8 bands. They're all from LA, but they all can suck. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's bills that you only see like 3 bands, And then before you know, you see 150 people at a little place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that shit happening. I was like, you know?
So we thought, like, you know, it might be a good idea. Just we hadn't played in a while. Like, we're like, that's our objective right now, is just we're writing new material, and
hey,
we're coming up with
a
new
manager.
Yeah, we're looking for a new manager. We just fired our old one because he just wasn't cutting it. It was actually like he got into some drugs that we have a problem with, and he actually got really sick. I don't know, man. I don't know if I should be talking about this right now. You know, because this is like a really serious thing. Like, the guy almost died and stuff. So we got to find another manager. You know, or maybe we don't need a manager, man. I mean, we could just be like, you know, hey, just DIY, do it yourself. You know what I mean?
So I'm curious how managers work, like, on that level. Anyway,
me too.
Do they just get you gigs, or like, what does that mean to be a manager?
So like, a manager is like, this is from what I understand, that what I see other managers do. Is they pretty much like are the ringleader of what's going on. They're like, okay, you guys got to come up with this. And it's like a strategy planner, you know? So they're like, okay, we got to get press releases out. We got to do this. We got to do an EPK. We got to do all this crap, right? And he pretty much like lines it up and like tries to. And there's a difference between a manager who does like the band work and then like a booking agent. The booking agent specific to booking shows and getting you a guarantee. But we don't know anything about that. Like, we know of bands that have managers and booking agents and shit like that, but like we can never get into those doors or something. And it's just something about like trying to get to that level. It's like you really gotta like fucking suck a lot of dick and be really fake and phony, you know? And but luckily, like, we've been around for a long time, and like enough people like us, and we have like enough respect from the people that we respect, and so that's why we keep doing what we're doing. It's not to say that, you know, things aren't fun right now, you know, but there are definitely some better things. There's the scene could use some improving, you know. There's a lot of things going on right now, and there's a lot of spaces, and there's just a lot of, like, fickle people. It's not just, like, the bands, and it's not just the fact that there's, like, 10,000 bands going on at once at any given night, you know. It's like there's, like, too much to do, and people are fickle, you know, so it's like, whatever's like going on, that's like the coolest to go, people will go to, you know. But it's all about having fun.
I mean, we're competing with porn. I mean, what are we supposed to do, you know? I mean, you can get porn at your house for free, like,
yeah,
anytime.
Yeah, I was just watching porn right now.
See?
Yeah.
Which so,
one?
So a little bit on the Mormon legacy. I forget where I was. But I was with this younger dude, but he's like, man, I saw the Mormons when I turned 16, man. They've been my favorite band forever. And he was just a huge fan, but like, it went way back, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and we were even talking to the kid who put the show together, the last show that we played. He was telling us, he's like, hey man, I even got a bunch of dyslexics flyers from when you guys were in the dyslexics. We're like, wow, man, that was cool. He's like, yeah, I was 12 years old, you know.
What year was that?
Dyslexics was like 1995 or something, 94, 95. You know, we've been doing this for a while. The Mormons started
in
98. Really?
Yeah. How's that possible? You guys...
Yeah, we were still in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started that shit.
Well, I graduated in 95.
Yeah. I graduated in 95.
96.
You graduated in 96? Yeah. I thought you're older than I am.
I failed a year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I failed the 10th grade.
Damn, as smart as you are, fuck.
What happened?
I just figured that everybody around me was fucking stupid, so I'm just gonna not do any work and see what happens.
Right.
And it worked out, so that's what happened.
I think Sonya's very smart.
Sonya's very smart.
Smart ass.
Nah. Yeah, Sonya's really smart. Yeah. I mean, she holds it down every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's doing like double duty tonight too, right?
I had to just start stepping back. I was like, no, actually, Sonya knows this.
In fact, like,
you're
probably getting in her way at that point.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. That's what was happening.
Hey, so I heard you were getting some anxiety attacks and shit like that.
Yeah,
what's going on with that?
You know what, man? I'm just like, I'm at my tolerance level is low. You know what
did
I mean?
Did you get anxieties when you play or?
or not really.
Do I get excited when we play? Hell yeah. Like, that's what I look
excited.
Forward to.
It's like, oh my God, I'm going to play a show and shit.
No, I don't get anxiety like, and I guess, you know, I never thought about it. Like, I never really get anxiety like that when we're going to play. Like, I'm never, like, nervous playing. You know, it's always, like, in a situation where, like, I'm, like, working and there's, like, a lot of people. And then you start feeling weird and shit. Yeah. Do you know what that is? Like, when you're in a crowd of people and you could hear everybody's lips coming apart, like...
Well, yeah, I got to
and everybody's smacking their lips and talking and the S's and T's. Those consonant sound, everybody at the same time doing it fucking drives me fucking crazy, and I feel like I'm gonna fucking pass out.
Yeah, I got into the hospital myself twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You thought you were having a heart attack?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what, maybe it's correlated to weed, because I know that I'm a big weed smoker.
That's what weed does, though. It doesn't help much, you know.
It doesn't?
But it's all in the mind, too. Like, if you meditate, you sit down and quiet for about half hour somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you meditate, it goes away.
Yeah, and that's what I was doing. But with meditation, it's like exercise, you know. It's something that you got to keep doing. It's something you got to maintain. You got to do it every day, regularly. At the, you know, you're supposed to do it twice a day, like for 20 minutes. When it's once in the morning, once in the night, at least, you know.
I meditate once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, every Wednesday from 7 to 9.
Yeah, let me take a look at those palms, and we'll see how much you meditate. Oh no, that's another thing.
So who's on your show Wednesday?
This Wednesday coming?
Yeah.
We got It's Casual.
Oh yeah, I know that dude, man. He used to work with Mean Street. What's that guy's name again?
Yeah, Eddie Solis.
Yeah, Ed Solis, man.
He's gonna come down with a guy from Jackass. You know, the cameraman that always throws up.
Do you know that guy, Jeremy?
From Jackass. No.
A camera guy, like, that always throws up.
Jeremy said that guy's not coming in.
Oh, no, he's not?
I'm just kidding.
Hello?
He throws
Vince,
up on him.
Vince?
Yeah.
I have Henry Rollins on the air.
Oh, shit. We have Lee. We have Henry Rollins on the phone.
Put him through. I need to ask a question about the roast.
How you guys doing?
Mr. Rollins.
Hi. How are you?
Can I call you Hank?
No. Call me Henry.
All right. Sorry,
Rollins.
Sir. All right. Henry Rollins.
Call me Henry Rollins. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm listening to the
Henry
show.
Rollins,
and,
thank you.
Agree with everything you're saying about, you know, the scene in L.A.
Yeah.
And,
you sound
and
really pissed
guys,
right now.
What?
You sound really pissed right now.
How's your neck?
I'm pissed all the time. I'm rolling, goddamn it. You know that. Come on. So I want to manage you guys is what I want to do.
Really?
Wow.
I got a lot of connections. I've been around for a long time. Almost as long as you guys have been around. You know?
That's true.
So,
would you guys
like me to do that?
I don't know. What can you do for us? What are we lacking?
Well, what I want to do is I want to bench press you guys. I want to make you go high.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Do you mean like literally you want to bench press us, or like figuratively you want to bench press us into the stratosphere?
Both.
Okay.
Sure. You know, and me and Ian were hanging out, or Ian, whatever the fuck his name is, we're hanging out in the library. reading about U.S. history, and I was thinking, man, there's no really good punk rock bands around anymore. I said, well,
you're right,
that's, you know, we don't play anymore, and we started masturbating,
mm-hmm.
and then our heads exploded,
right?
Yeah, you know, and then
your head got like that?
Yeah, and then started rolling around the floor, and then I started to pee. Yeah, I could probably peeing.
Right.
I filled the whole library up with my urine.
Did people complain?
You guys know my urine is green, right?
Is it? Why?
I don't know. It's always been that way.
That's
why I'm a performer, I think. Kids made fun of me and
that's angry
cool
urine
about it. Yeah. My urine is angry. So anyway, so you want me to manage you guys or what?
Nah, can we think about it?
No, you gotta tell me yes or no right now. I have other shit to do, you know?
No.
Are you serious?
Charlie.
You're turning me down, Henry Rollins?
That's right.
All right. Fuck you guys.
Maybe we'll reconsider. I don't know. He's gone. Henry Rollins is gone. Lee's gone too,
wow.
Right? Oh, man. Maybe we can get him back on the air, man.
Man, we're getting like all the stars today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, man.
We had that one guy from that one band, and then we had that other guy. He's also on the station.
So here's
like two guys, and then we had Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. We're having all kinds of famous people because right now you're going to hear. You know, when I was talking about presidential candidates, Bill Clinton played the sax. You know, they try to pretend that Huckabee guy plays bass and shit. You know, they try to show that they're just like you, and they, you know, they're regular people too. You know, and Obama was singing "Let's Stay Together." You know, and he's a black man, and you would expect that a black man could dance and sing right.
Right.
And here's President Obama singing Let's Stay Together. Let's see, is it going through right here?
Al Green was here.
Sounds good.
I'm oh, shit. So in love with you.
That's not that bad. Everybody's like,
those guys didn't think I would do it.
Oh, shit.
I told you I was going to do it.
He told you.
He cray. He cray cray.
The Sandman did not come out.
I don't know. He's not the worst president we've
don't
had.
Don't worry.
He's pretty good.
I cannot sing like you, but I didn't. I just wanted to show my appreciation.
So that was Obama singing and stuff. And of course, if Obama does something, you got to get a rebuttal from the other side, from the Republican nominee, you know, or the guy who looks like he's going to take the nomination. So this is Mitt Romney, and he's singing his favorite song, and he really gets down here. And this is very funny, and you can just listen to it.
Fell in love with the land in America.
This guy.
There was there's a song that captures that for me. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies.
Oh, my God.
For amber waves of grain. For Purple Mountain's majesty across the fruited plain.
What a fucking douchebag. That's the song that he fucking chose.
That's exactly what I expected, actually. That makes perfect sense.
He's such a fucking honky-ass bitch.
Obama sounds like he's at this place and he's just having a good time. And this guy sounds like he's giving a fucking speech.
He sounds like he's like a 75-year-old white man or something. Yeah. He's not that far off, but fucking check this out.
Can you sing that song? I love that song. You know that song? Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves.
Is this the song that you would choose to play? This is like, hey, man, I'm going to sing a song, too.
Of grain, for purple mountains,
this guy sucks, man. It's scary.
Above the fruited plain.
People fucking love this guy. Like, the middle of the country loves this fucking guy, man. This is like real life. Like there are people that love this. They're like, oh, my God, he chose a great song to sing.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
I like it.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Whoa,
all right. Fucking honky supreme right there, man. And it sounded kind of like, you know, he's just like impromptu, like, hey, you know what, by the way, like, I want to sing a song too, you know, like if he just pulled that song out of the air, like, you know, that's his favorite song. But here's like, I don't know, here's something I found like pretty interesting to listen to.
I love our freedoms. I love our constitution.
He loves this song.
I love our land. I love our people.
I love America.
I fall in love with the heart of America, the people of this country. I love this country. I love the hymns of America. I love the songs of the country, our national hymns, American anthems, if you will.
Oh. And what I've been speaking about the last few days is America the Beautiful.
The song, America the Beautiful.
He's like going to different spots all around the country. Saying the same shit.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
For Purple Mountain's majesty, certainly Mount Washington and the mountains, the White Mountains qualify as Purple Mountain's majesty.
Let's see, waving field. No, how's it? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Purple Mountain's majesties and amber waves of grain.
For amber waves of grain.
When I was in Iowa, I used to claim that corn qualified as an amber wave of grain.
I used to joke with my friends in Iowa that corn counted as an amber wave of grain. Corn counts as an amber wave of grain. Yes, that probably accounts for my 8-vote margin.
And green waves of grain, good, right? With the beans and the corn, too?
There are other verses I love.
Another verse. I hope we don't forget.
There's a verse that says
he like planned all this out. Like this is his routine. So.
Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years.
Is that me, Rami?
The patriots, yeah. the founders. The founders.
This guy is like worse than our
there's
set list.
There's one more verse. There's one more verse that I might mention. One more verse. Let me just quote. And one more verse. And one you'll remember well.
Another verse I love.
Another favorite verse. I love the verse that says, "Oh, beautiful for heroes proved."
For heroes proved.
Heroes. And mercy more than life. Do we have any veterans in the room tonight?
We're a patriotic nation. We love those who serve and love this great country.
Thanks, you guys. You're the very best. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Mitt Romney, everybody. Yeah, cool.
Caller on the air.
Caller, you're on the air. This is Lee.
Yeah, I'm back.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I was getting an anxiety attack, so I went outside to get my medicine. I'm back now.
Oh, all right. I mean, smoke some weed, but didn't we just conclude that didn't do good?
I know.
It's a vicious cycle. What are you going to do?
Hey, but listen, there's two things against something that... about this Mitt Romney guy. Two negative things about him.
All right. What, the way that he's white and he likes, his favorite song is America the Beautiful?
No. Number one, he's a Mormon.
Right.
And the second thing, he's a Mexican-American.
Is he Mexican-American?
That's the two things that he's not going to be elected. I think Obama's going to win again.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Other choice.
Yeah, man. And then when he wins, we could all say it's because you predicted it.
Yeah. We can, like, play this podcast over and over.
Well, cool, man. That was... what do you think? So who wins in the singing battle? How did Obama do compared to Mitt Romney? Because, I mean...
Play the Obama one again.
People got soul. So when they open their mouth, whatever they say...
And then to know that... Reverend Al Green was here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh! Ow! I so in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That fucking made my pussy wet, dude. Yeah. I heard that.
Those guys didn't think I would do it. I told you I was going to do it.
Oh, shit.
So in love with you. So so in love with you.
Yeah, man. Shit. Shit. All right, cool, man. So that was President Obama and Mitt Romney. All right, man. So, hey, let's take another break, play another couple songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
No, no, wait a minute. No, you got no right, bitch. Hold up. Hold the fuck up, ho. You got no right, bitch.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcast the internet from downtown Los Angeles on skidrow.com.
Lila Woodcock here in downtown Los Angeles, goddammit. Here to talk to you about my brand new EP called DTLAMF. Stop breaking my balls. Lightning's ode to every woman, every insufferable bitch that's ever busted my fucking balls. You know, times is really hard in downtown Los Angeles when your clothes is raggedy and you can't afford to pay the rent. And your woman sends you an email saying it's time to call it quits. I'm talking about the low-down blues. God and the devil are wrestling and I don't know which to choose. I guess that's why.
The low-down, God-forsaken blues.
Yeah, I'm also talking about Fuck Your Job Parts 1 and 2s. A bitch should be a goddamn wage slave. Lightning sure knows it is. You know, it's about time Lightning stands up and tell my boss to suck my goddamn cock. I think it's time to say, fuck your job.
Fuck your job. I ain't working here anymore.
This motherfucker's available on iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, LightningWoodcock.com, Spotify, and elsewhere like Moog and eMusic and God knows what the fuck else.
Welcome to skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Chicken to put my dick in. Pretty soon I'll be kicking you. Some other star. Pulse will quicken. All my pussy licking. You'll be sitting alone at home. Drinking alcohol. Stop breaking my balls.
Your fault.
the sleeve. Stop breaking my balls, you bitch.
Hey, spiky hair kid, you ain't really punk. You listen to your Charlotte and other bands that suck. Who cares if those bands will lead you to the remotes? You listen to punk for the right to wear the clothes. And when I was a kid, they said the same thing to me. We're back in Green Day, we're on MTV. That's old school, man, before that are ancient. Now it's your turn to be the kid that we come in. It's a big, big circle, for goodness sake. Used to be punk, but I forgot the handshake. About doing your own thing, to share the same opinions written in the zines. Punk rock is about not following the crowd. Wear a Dickies jacket, don't disagree aloud. No one did this before, not in 1984. Via recreations for the Civil War. The jock ever played it, so it's not Chuck enough. Smoke a new fraternity with Bad Boy Plus. Just can't stand it, for Christ's sake. Used to be punk, but I forgot the handshake. All couples are once, way back when. We could admit that, I'd say amen. The only real punks are at least 40 years old. And the music they know has been bought and sold. Real revolution won't happen if you're in fashion. Imagine what could happen if we redirected that passion. Punk isn't dead, it's just silly. You ain't cool, you ain't even chilly. Whole thing gives me a huge headache. Used to be punk, but I forgot the handshake.
Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos. Please call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. More Music Radio Pod. You could edit that, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
But keep the "you could edit that" right.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right, man. Tonight we're just kicking back. We're hanging out. What do we do tonight? We talked about most of the show was like panic attacks and anxiety attacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we
this actually
got
makes
some
me.
Beer.
I actually feel a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, like I was feeling really shitty today. Like those panic attacks take a lot out of you, you know? Like they wind you. Like you get physically tired and drained, and it's embarrassing because people start looking at you because you're acting weird, and you can't explain. Like I'm acting weird because I'm scared. You know, like the people won't understand that.
Mine happen mostly when I'm alone though. So
yeah,
for me, for some reason, it gets triggered when I'm alone. I'm in my car.
That's
alone.
Better. That's better because at least there's not somebody. One time, I was watching TV with my roommate Red. We were kicking it, smoking some bowls and stuff in my room. And, like, I had a panic attack, and he thought I was joking, you know? Like, he was like, whoa. And then he all of a sudden, he got, like, real concerned. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, my God, man. I'm clutching the fucking couch. And I'm like, it feels like you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm having a panic attack right now, man. It's either that. I'm all, dude, if my heart stops, like, call the fucking paramedics. And, dude, that's embarrassing, right? Imagine you're kicking back with your friend, and your friend's all like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a heart attack right now. Like, that's,
especially when you're fat,
think that's funny
too, though. Like,
yeah.
If you're skinny and you have a panic attack, you know, but when you're fat and you have one, then they're just like, oh, that guy's fat. No shit.
Yeah. It's more embarrassing. Yeah, especially anything that's embarrassing and you're fat, it just makes it that much worse. Like when you fall down.
Guy fell down because he's fat.
Dan brought this up earlier, roller skating and shit. Like I fucked up my back because this last weekend on Saturday, my girlfriend and Patrick's girlfriend decided to plan a night of roller skating. Over at the Wonder Wheels or something like that?
They were shooting an episode of Candid Camera.
And man, like I'm terrified of being on roller skates or skating. Like when I was a little kid, I put on roller skates and tried to roller skate. I fell on my ass and I got like an electricity thing going up my spine into my brain and shit. And after that, I never wanted to fucking skate because I don't want to fucking fall down. And so like a couple of weeks or like, yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, my girlfriend told me like, okay, hey, we're going to go roller skating. What do you think about that? I'm like, babe, I can't roller skate. And I started getting like panicky about it, you know, because it's humiliating to fall down as a fat person, you know, and I just don't want to go through that. And I know I'm going to be scared and I'm going to fall down. And like, I thought like, you know, I'll with my luck, I'll probably end up hurting whoever, like my girlfriend would probably be the one that's holding me. You know what I mean? I'll be like all freaked out. I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to fucking roller skate. Why are we doing this? But she's like, I like roller skating, you know? So I was like, all right, I don't want to be a dick. Let's go. I'll be a good sport. And so we said, okay, let's do it. So we did, we went there. It was me and my girlfriend and Patrick and his girlfriend, ECR. And, we put on our skates and already, man, I put my skates on and I already felt like that anxiety that I'm talking about, you know? And I'm like, oh fuck. I tried to stand up and I felt like my legs go whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm like, oh shit. And I fucking sat back down. I'm like, oh man, I'm not going to be able to get through this, you know? But I was trying to just put on a front. And just be like, you know, everything's going to be okay. I see other fat people skating and I'm like, well, if that fat ass can do it, then maybe I can do it too, you know? Like that, look at that fat, disgusting fuck face right there, like skating easily, you know, and like doing tricks too. I'm like, maybe I could do it. So, long story short, man, or to make it shorter, functional this long fats. Story. Yeah, they're functional fat people that are like athletic and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I can kind of be borderline functional fat person. Like I can play baseball and stuff every once in a while. You know, I could hit it and maybe run, catch the ball and throw it a little bit. But, anyway, so I didn't even get out to the fucking rink, man. We went down the ramp and I was like fucking so freaked out and like I was about to fall and I felt myself falling and I fell and I hit my girlfriend in the nose and I heard a crack. It's like, it was just the wrong thing. And then when I fell down, I felt like the discs in my spine, like slip and just like excruciating pain. And I took off my skates and I gave up, man. I said, you go skate. So, I was just watching them skate. It was fucking embarrassing as fuck. And exactly what my biggest fear about going roller skating happened.
Yeah.
Doesn't that suck? And my back has been fucked up, man. And my back was fucked up before then. And like, I knew that if I fell down, I was going to injure it more. And it's so fucked up right now. I got to go see like an acupuncturist and stuff. But
do you think that this was all a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because
it might have been, man. You know, yeah.
Mentally, you didn't want to do this to begin with.
No.
You were thinking of every scenario of how it could go wrong.
Right.
You know it's going to go wrong. And then.
But man, I tried, man. I really did put an effort. I really did try. I was like, I even tried to like gain my balance, try to figure it out. You know, I tried my best, but it just didn't work. You know?
Yeah.
I hear Sonia in there laughing at me.
I know.
Right now.
She's laughing right
now.
She's
laughing so hard, it's going down the hall and into this room. But it was funny, man. And I was like, and you know, like when that, you hate to be that kind of guy, to be the guy that fucking can't roller skate and can't participate in what everybody's
caller.
Participating in.
Hi.
Hey, we got a caller on the air. Patrick, what's going on, man?
Are you still talking about the roller skating experience that we had last week?
Yeah. This is
you're
Patrick
very,
from the Mormons.
Very modest, Vince. This isn't exact opposite. That didn't happen at all. Like, Vince, he never skated before in his life. He just went right out on the roller skating rink, and he pirouetted. There's like this little part where there's people like there's couches, and people like dancing. You have to get there if you're really good at it. But Vince was skating, and he pirouetted over the whole fucking thing, other side of his feet, and he was like passing it. He's like doing all these cool tricks and dancing.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm trying. Dude, I'm trying to.
You were doing.
You're ruining it, man. Like, I'm trying to like put out this.
He even brought a skateboard in with him, and he's riding a skateboard with roller skates.
Dude, don't tell him that. Oh man, Patrick, you're ruining it. I'm trying to put forth this persona of like a loser. You know what I mean? Because I don't want people to know the truth that everything goes right for me. You know, like I want
people
like an underdog. And so you want to pretend to be an underdog. And so, like, I don't want, you know, all right, I'm actually pretty good skating and stuff. All this stuff is bullshit. I'm not panic attacking.
Remember you got, like,
everything's
like,
great right now.
You said, like, check this shit out, dudes. And you
I'm
got, like,
rich.
An extra pair. And you put them on your hands. And you're st- standing on your head roller skating. It's fucking amazing. And you're doing flips and it's like landing on your feet and then flipping back over and then you're on your hands.
I learned that from you, though. I learned that move from you.
I was just falling down all the time. I was having to meet to like make it to that cool couch part where you could see people dance. That's, I don't know, but it was fun though.
I appreciate that, Patrick. I appreciate it. But you and I both know the truth, man. You saw what happened, and like it was a really hard thing. that didn't happen.
I think the most embarrassing part is falling down in the short shorts with your headband. And your earphones on.
Patrick was actually really good, man. Like, he was way better than I was, man. Like,
skating backwards?
I thought for sure. Yeah, I'm like, when we said we were going to go, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know Patrick can't really skate, you know? So at least I won't be the only one who's not skating. But this guy, like, didn't give up, man. He just kept going. I mean, he fell a lot, but he was skating. Like, he was doing, like, the little shuffle skate, but you were doing good, man.
Isn't there like
so good? They had to have somebody come out and pull me off the thing because they didn't want me to break my wrist.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you should really just like bend your knees or something.
People were trying to train you. Hey, you know what though? At the end of the night, there was this girl that was roller skating, and it looked like she knew how to roller skate. But at the end of the night, like they turned on the house lights and shit, and she was like all fucked up, like. I guess she fell and hit her face or something, and the ambulance came and shit.
Oh, she was still skating. She's old, man.
She's awesome. Some girl, like, really hurt herself and stuff, and I'm, like, thinking to myself, you see, fucking roller skating is fucking dangerous, man, and I'm lucky I fucking got out of it, you know, just fucking up my back more, you know?
I guess she got, like, Galooly, like Jeff Galooly.
Did you have fun,
from
Patrick?
From Latonya Harding.
Yeah, I mean, my goal was to surpass the last time I was skated with the YMCA when I was in elementary school, and they did that.
So, yeah, you did good, man. I'm very proud of you. Everybody, a round of applause for Patrick. He did really good.
All skate.
He always gives, like, even, like, remember, Patrick even said himself, like, when he would play baseball, he would just wouldn't try. He would just give up and stuff and get out. But this time he didn't give up, and he actually did really good.
Thank you.
That's something I could learn off of, man. I appreciate that. Maybe next time when my back isn't fucked up, I'll try roller skating again.
We're gonna do skiing next time.
You inspire me, man. You are the wind. You're the wind beneath my folds.
Ooh. That's nice. Is anybody like Yoshinoya?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, I got a bunch of coupons, so I don't know.
If anybody wants to call in,
800-893-9562. Call in. We'll get you some Yoshinoya coupons.
You can get 50% off a regular teriyaki chicken bowl.
Okay, cool.
And I sent soup.
That's good. We want to get into the habit of doing commercials, too. Did you hear the Lightning Woodcock commercial?
That was pretty awesome. It was cool.
Yeah, if anybody's out there listening, get the Lightning Woodcock EP, DTLAMF. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you want to drink, go to the Redwood.
Yep.
Yeah. They have things to drink there.
If you want
to
get high, smoke weed.
Yeah.
And
I know a guy.
Yoshinoya for 50% off any bowl.
Okay, cool. Save that one for me, all right?
Okay, I will.
Cool, man.
I'll talk to you later. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right,
that
cool.
Doesn't make any sense. I just wanted to say that.
Thanks, man.
All right, so more about what Patrick said.
Appreciate it, dude. All right, cool, man. So, yeah, you know what? We got a couple more things we got to play. So why don't we take a break, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Listen to this.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh. You totally like to do
SkidRow.LA.
Oh,
Patrick Swayze.
Hi, this is James Quall, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Night.
Yeah, all right.
We're just kicking back, drinking beers tonight.
Yeah.
Giving all the guests in LA a break, you know? Want to stop harassing everybody to come and experience some More Music Radio Pod, you know? We're just giving everybody a little night off. We're still here working, though. We're having a good time.
Everybody's in, went to Indianapolis. They're on Radio Row. They're talking to the football players for the Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, so we ran that Dino Stamatopoulos thing, and Frankenhole's out now.
Yeah, they have the second season is out, and I think they're on their third episode or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
We went to the premiere.
Yeah, over at the Castle, Starburns Industries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joe Russo, who was supposed to be here tonight, and he actually committed that we were at practice. I played. That's the guy. He owns him and Dino Stamatopoulos are the guys behind Starburns Industries, and they do Frankenhole and Moral Oral, and they do a lot of cool animation stuff, you know. And Joe Russo was supposed to be here tonight, but he said he was going to be here, but he's obviously not here. He just kind of flaked out. So, all right, shout out to you, Joe.
Hey, I don't know why, but there it is.
We'll get him back on. We'll get him on here. And Drew, too. Drew Van Aa. Which reminds me, Drew Van Aa played in Tune to Me. And he was actually at Tune to Me practice tonight. And he said that he got too tired and he couldn't show up. But that's cool. Because today we played a Tune to Me song called Cartilage. And you also heard Alemehi Ushetti with Takur Gisela. That means Black Panther in Ethiopian. You heard some Lightning Woodcock with Stop Breaking My Balls, a song off of the DTLAMF EP. And you heard Pussy Cow with Forgot the Handshake. And just a while ago, you heard Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol with Blackers. All right. Have you seen Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol, guys?
I've seen
it. What a fucking trip, right?
Yeah, I've never actually met had a conversation. I've seen the performance.
He's behind like a cape.
But yeah, the actual...
It's weird.
The actual person is very elusive.
Yeah.
It's the thing I have a hard time with is when people ask me to describe what Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol is.
Yeah.
I can't put it into words.
I always say it's like surreal, adult, tripped out Chuck E. Cheese. Like adult Chuck E. Cheese, but that's kind of weird and strange. Like an acid
really
trip.
That's a really good description.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese acid trip.
Wow.
So, that's the way I like to call it. So yeah, you can check out Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol. Just look them up on the infranet. All right. And then you heard a Mormon song, Red Still Dawn, when we performed live on Demolition on KXLU. All right.
Yeah, I was talking with Sonia. She was telling me that was one of the more highest viewed videos on KXLU's website.
Oh yeah, we got a mention on a KXLU's website too. People like that. They liked.
Hey man,
we're
it's free
there.
Country. You can all do right. whatever you want.
And we were voted number 21 top band in Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Not even from there, so pretty cool. Yeah, man. And we were talking about earlier.
Maybe we'll move to Long Beach where the people want us.
Let's quit our jobs and move to Long Beach.
Apparently, we got a place to stay.
We're 21st. We're in the top 25. We're 21st band in Long Beach. So we should just move over there, man.
Yeah.
So you've been talking about like. Quitting your job to play music.
Yes. I've been thinking about that seriously.
I'm scared to do that.
Yeah, you know, because it's a money thing. It's kind of, but...
Yeah. I love my mom so much, but I don't want to go live back at my mom's house again, you know? Like, I like being, like, free and independent, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm scared to quit my job, you know?
Yeah, it could be a scary thing. I mean, I've never not had a job, so I mean, I'm kind of like lucky in that fact. But but feel kind of coddled at the same time, you know, like I've never had it rough. Not that I'm like trying to put myself in a rough situation intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it possible? You think you could do it?
I don't know. People do it.
Try it and let me see. Let me see how it works out. Maybe I'll try it.
I don't know if we were having this conversation on air one other time, but I was talking to Jimmy, and I was telling him I went to go see Dinosaur Jr. a couple weeks ago, and Henry Rollins, who actually called in earlier, was there. But that's a little side note. But anyway, the band that was opening up for them was horrible, and like yeah. I was just like they were just like super awful. I don't even like they're worse than like all of our local bands. Like any like imagine like the dumbest 15-year-old kids. They were
I think that our LA local bands are pretty fucking kick ass.
No, they are.
There's like a good handful that are like whoa.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Great. You know, sometimes you'll run into like wow that's horrible. But anyway, these guys were like beyond horrible. They were like worse than anybody I'd ever heard. And like just the fact that they were getting paid
worse than Lady Gaga.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
No, I like Lady Gaga, actually. I think
you do? You like when she goes, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
Da, 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 rah, 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 rah.
Yes. That's my favorite. Yeah.
I kind of like that, too.
I like it when she dances.
Forget what I said.
And her dick kind of falls out. Yeah. I like to see that. But yeah, I was like, dude, these guys are horrible. Like, the fact that they're getting... Excuse me.
I know. I got eggy too.
I know. I'm too much beer. Too much yeast. I got a yeast infection in my throat from all this beer.
We get eggy sometimes, man. Oh man, my computer doesn't work right
but
now.
But yeah, it was just died. Very disappointing to know.
So that. There's this shit band, and you're just looking at it, and you're like,
it's like, man, they're getting paid, and I'm like, I just paid to see them. That's horrible.
But do you also think I'm in a band that's so much fucking better than that?
I don't think of it in that terms. I just think we're definitely better than that. I mean, there's definitely bands better than us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe like three or four, but...
Right.
I mean, not like a lot. It's not getting crazy.
But you wonder, how do these kids get up on
stage? Yeah. It's like,
how do they get this gig?
Yeah, how do they get this show? And, yeah, it's like, maybe their lives are horrible when they're not playing. That's probably why they sound horrible, but... I'm just thinking, there's got to be something to it, you know? I mean, I'm sure you have to, like, kind of strip your life down at first unless you, like, actually start making money, which isn't, like, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't imagine that happening, you know? But...
You know, I was talking about it earlier with somebody, actually an old friend of ours, and we're kind of catching up. Alfredo, remember Alfredo from Madcap? We were talking about that. And it's, like, kind of like you got to, like... You got to... In a sense, like, we should quit our jobs, you know, because it's like
it's a very like just doing this, like it doesn't seem like it's a time consuming job because like you go up there and then you play for like 45 minutes and then you leave. But like there's like a whole like to do anything well, there's got to be like a whole like 8-hour day put into like getting something like prepared. Because like if you just kind of toss in an hour or two and like throw it together, like that's just kind of like what you end up with.
And it's like you pretty much got to like go for like a year or two or something, just like living the hard life and being poor and like depending on other people and stuff like that. See, now that's the part that I think is kind of hard for me, especially getting older. Right. And like starting to, like the older I get, the more like cautious I want to be. Like it's not like I don't have that in me, like just that fucking fuck it attitude, you know, but like the older I get, the more cautious and like leery I am about it. Like I want to do that, but I want to do it right. I want to be smart about it, but I don't even know if I'm smart.
Well, the thing is that when you get to a certain age, you start to feel like your opportunities to just completely fuck around are becoming less and less. So it's like,
right.
If I'm 45 and, you know, I don't have a stable home, how much time do I have left before, like,
right.
I can... Because you want to enjoy life, right?
Exactly,
You want to enjoy life, but you don't want to eat dirt either.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're locked into this system that tells you, like, if you want to have a good life, the trade-off is that you have to do this job that you hate.
Yeah. You want to have a good life, you got to be miserable.
Right.
And you got to sacrifice everything that makes you happy.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's been kind of like freaking me out about it. It's just like watching people like I work with retire and then like their bodies are all broken down. It's like honestly, we get done with a show and I'm like oh my God, I might die. Like my arm's going to fall off. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm not that old now. It's like if I'm going to be like If I try to do anything like that after I retire, it's like my body's not going to, like it's not going to hold up, you know? It's just like I'm not going to be able to do this.
So when you, when you retire and
there's
you have
no point
the time,
to being retired,
you're not going to be able to do anything anyway because your body's already
broken
down.
Yeah, so it's just like might as well just like steal the good years and then like, you know, figure out the rest. I don't know.
I think you and me are at a weird age, Vince, and I don't even know how old you are, Dave.
No, we're the same age.
We're all exactly the same age.
But we're at that age where it's like you still feel young in a way because you're involved in this scene, you're playing in your band, you're still having a good time, we're doing this radio show, having a fucking good time. But on the other hand, it's like you're 35.
I feel like I'm 16, 17 years old, though.
Yeah. But you know you're 35 years old and what are you going to do like if you don't figure it out now?
Exactly. Yeah, like what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's like
But then also it's just like that's like something that's like why worry about that? Because like everything seems to like work out, you know? Like I was talking to Alfredo today and he told me he's like, "You know what? If you were meant to be a fuck up, you would have already fucked up a long time before now, you know?" He's like, "It's just like you got to just say fuck it and just like not worry about that and just you will find that you will make things work out, you know?"
I want to believe that.
Yeah, it's hard to it's scary.
Yeah,
because
very
what you
got to
do is like it's almost like you're at the edge of a cliff or something, you know, and it's like there's just saying, okay, you know what? You walk off this edge of the cliff and you're not going to fall. It's going to be fine. But, you know, your instinct is saying, I'm so scared right now at this cliff where I have to make this decision at this age or something, you know. It's almost like a midlife crisis. You got to decide something, you know.
The other thing I always wonder is, like, I know quite a few people that are not working right now and they want to work or they're looking for jobs, but it's hard right now.
Right.
But they're making it.
They're still being able to pay the bills.
And
I'm
so fucking jealous
Me
of
too,
those people.
Dude.
Because I think, oh, it's a fucking mental block in my head that I can't take this leap because I see other people making it and they, in a lot of cases, those people seem way happier than I
am. Right. Because they don't have to go to fucking work. Even though they don't have a lot of money, you know, they're just like, hey, they're in a better mood. When you get home from work, they're in a better mood than you are.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to be in a better mood and not have any money, that's the better way to go, right?
I trip out on people who have like unemployment for like 2 or 3 years and they only gave me 13. They wouldn't even give me an extension.
Yeah.
When I had unemployment a long time ago, I was like, I've only had unemployment once. You know, I only went through that once and because they wouldn't give me an extension. So I had to fucking work, you know, and it's like, I feel like I've been working all this fucking time and like spinning my wheels, you know, it's not like I have the drive to advance in the company that I'm working in right now. Like, I don't want to fucking do that shit, you know, like I just want to fucking play music, have fun, fucking do radio show, drink beer and fucking, you know, not have panic attacks. But it's not like that's happening, you know, and maybe that will cure my panic attacks, like not working.
It's funny that you mentioned unemployment because I remember this story as a kid growing up in Pennsylvania. One of the summer jobs that kids would get is working at the amusement park in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was called Dorney Park. Mm. And my friend would go there, work the summer months, you know, 3 months out of the year, and then Dorney Park would kind of officially lay off their employees on the off season. Mm-hmm. So he'd go work 3 months and then collect unemployment, go back, and he did this for
that's cool.
5 years, you know. So he was like on teacher's salary, basically. You know?
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you can pull that off anymore.
But I am afraid of doing that, you know, mm-hmm. because like I said, like I like feeling like I could support myself. And I like to indulge, man. Like, I like to have money to take my girlfriend out to eat, you know, take her out to go have some fun. You know, I like to go and buy my friends some drinks every once in a while, you know. Like, I like having just that experience. And, like, I'm, like, afraid of giving that up, you know. Like, I don't want – and then, like, I don't think my girlfriend's going to go for that, you know. Like, no woman is going to want a man who is just, like, a boy man, you know, having these fantasies and stuff, you know. Like, even though I might have faith in it, like, everything's going to be okay, that's just, like, an added stress, you know. So, like, I'm always, like – I always have that in my head, but –
welcome to my apartment slash car.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. Like, I want to be able to, like, pull my own weight, you know.
Man. I don't know. Those,
you looked at me and said, man.
Man. I'm just saying, those Suburbans are pretty nice these days.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's not like that, like, that can't happen. You know, like, another thing, too, like, I want to try to manifest something, you know, like, just by thinking about it and getting involved in stuff. Like, I would like to have, like, a venue slash bar slash restaurant, you know? And, like, I mean, I see other people do it, so, like, why can't I do that, you know? But there's, like, all this stuff, like, my brain is, like, I can't focus, you know? Like, I have to calm my brain down. Like, I'm having panic attacks. I can't fucking concentrate on shit. I'm fucking late everywhere. Like, something is going on in my head, and there's something that's disturbing me. And I think it just might be, like, everyday life, you know? And I don't think that I'm the only one, man. There's a lot of people having the same kind of problems, you know? Like, I work in a place where there's, like, 2,000 people. And, like, there's, everybody has their fucking problems, you know? And, like, this lifestyle is kind of nuts. You know, it drives you crazy and it makes you think that you have to be a part of it, you know? But how easy is it to jump off the grid, you know?
The thing that I find difficult is, you know, I have a good job, what other people would call a good job.
Right.
I get paid very well for... Mm-hmm. For someone that, you know, doesn't have a college education, you know, you can pull that off in the computer industry.
Right.
But the thing that kills me, and people say, man, just shut the fuck up. You make good money. Don't worry about it. But it doesn't erase the fact that I go to something that I don't want to go to. I'm working on things that I don't care about at all.
Right.
I just don't care about these things anymore. Like,
right.
At one point in my life, maybe I did. I was excited about the type of work that I do. I'm just not there anymore. I can't right. help that. I've changed or, as a person.
Mm.
And that's the hardest part. And no amount of money or type of job can really, you know, make that okay.
Right.
I would love nothing more than to come and do Skid Row Studios full time. Make sure everyone here, you know, gets paid for what they do
yeah.
to help us build this thing that I have a lot of fun doing, and I meet all these great people. Like, this is what I want to do. And,
right.
and I told Joel this the other day. I said, I'm going to stop. When people ask me what I do, I'm going to stop saying computers. I'm going to say, I do a radio station.
Yeah.
And that'll make me feel a little bit better, you know, like.
I every once in a while I'll say that, like, they go, oh, what do you do? I go, oh, I'm a musician. And now I say that I'm a musician with a day job, you know, I'm a day jobber or something, right. you know, it like indicates like, you know, I am working, but I really don't give a shit about it, you know? And like, I fuck around at my job so much. And I really hope that people that I work with are not listening to this radio show, especially my boss, you know, but I guess if my boss would hear, he'd be cool enough. My boss is really cool. You know, he's a really cool dude, but like, I don't know, like, I hope nobody's listening, because I'm going to say that, like, I really, like, fuck around on that job so much, you know? Like, I really just, I do barely any work. I'm just, you know, I show up fucking an hour and a half late every fucking day. I'm supposed to be there, like, at 9:30 or 9 o'clock. They're like, and like, they stop bothering me about it, because like, my boss just likes me, and so he just doesn't bust my balls about it, you know? But, like, it's almost like... I'm like self-sabotaging or something.
Party
like,
really hard, or
yeah, like they. My boss used to call me last call all the time. He's like, "Oh, your last call is here," because I show up like all tore up from the night before or something, you know. And he's a really cool dude. Like, I'm actually really fucking lucky with the situation that I'm in with my job, you know. But and like, there's people that are out of that are out of work and they don't have that. And it's like, I feel kind of like a bastard, because I'm like not appreciating the work. Like, I appreciate having a job, and I appreciate the fact that I can support myself and that I'm not going to be fired. Like, I'm not going to be laid off, because the industry I work in is like, there's always work.
Yeah. I think that's one of the main things about like quitting my job would be like, it'd be cool if I could like handpick who I could replace me.
No, I don't give a shit who replaces yeah. me.
Like, yeah, really, dude, my buddy needs...
I don't give a shit.
You should take my job, because I don't want this motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, that'd be cool. Like, hey, you know what? As soon as I'm gone, you can move in. But it doesn't work that way. But, like, I'm saying, like, I don't want to take it for granted, because I would hate to, like, one day go to work and they're like, hey, you know, you're fired. Like, I'd be scared of that, you know? But maybe in the back of my head, dude, and my subconscious, like, that's what I want,
you probably get,
or something.
Like a severance,
I don't know.
Right?
Because I think I'd be cool with that for a little bit.
I think they might pay a severance. I don't know. But I don't know, man. We're talking about maybe quitting our jobs, and I just wanted to kind of like dive into that to see if is it possible. I mean, do you think you'd be able to quit your job today?
Well, I have a lease, but as soon as that lease was up, I'm thinking about
quitting. And you also have a wife too. How was your wife going to think about when you quit your job?
I told her I don't plan to do this forever. So, so
you kind of is that a heads up?
It's a heads up that shit could happen. So,
do you have security with your wife? Does she work or
no? Not at all.
Okay,
so maybe she would have to start working.
Yeah,
would she be cool with that?
I would hope so.
Are you asking her right now on the More Music Radio podcast?
Well, I'm hey, here we go. No, I've asked her before. She said, yeah, it's cool.
But you know what,
and
man?
If it's not, then shit, what are you going to do?
I think that everything does work out in the end, and I think if we focus our energy, you know, positively, I think things will start to happen. I mean, we were just talking about how many people are listening to skidrow.la now. I mean, we're getting tons of hits. Things are growing exponentially, and we're not even really doing that much advertising for it. You know, we're not promoting that much for it. So, I mean, just imagine what happens when we really get into gear, you know? There's a lot of things happening, too, man. I mean, there's just today a new show started, right? The Jake Gallagher show, right?
Jake Gallagher program, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and like I see, you know, Skid Row Studios like being, you know, fucking really big. I mean, it's only like a year, right? It's only been a year.
It was a year in January.
Yeah. And actually, you did your first podcast like in December or something, right? You just a test podcast.
Yeah,
you
had everybody come over. Me and my friend talking about like
smoking weed and shit,
smoking weed and drinking Cisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, and funny.
You really got to take a look at where you started and where you're at right now, and like you got something to be proud of, man. All right,
thanks.
Yeah, man. This is like one of the cooler things I've been involved with.
Yeah,
I know, I'm still trying to like take it all in because it a lot of shit has happened, man.
Yeah,
and it's I don't know how it happened,
mm-hmm.
and it was because of you guys. And all the other people that do shows, you know, those are the guys who really are making this thing work because you don't want me talking about, like, Krabby Joe's every single episode, you know.
But you're talking about that. I think you should talk more about stuff and talk about Krabby Joe's and the stuff that you like, you know, just like everybody else does, you know.
Yeah.
It feels good to let it out, like... I was having a bad day today and like, just like drinking beers and hanging out with you guys and talking. It's like good. It's therapeutic, you know, and I'm grateful for it. And, yeah, I think, what was I panicking about today? I mean,
we'll do the next episode, right? From a couch.
Well, cool, man. Well, we've talked enough, and why don't we wrap up the show? And this is the part of the show where Dan talks about what's going on this weekend. All right, in LA.
Yeah. Well, in a couple weeks, we're going to have a guest in here, Falsetto Teeth. At least Alex Noyce will be here. I'm not exactly sure if he's going to bring the band or somebody else he may play with. But anyway.
He's like really good, right?
Yeah, he's one of my favorite musicians in all of the city. He's he's an awesome guitarist and one of the tightest bands I've ever seen. But anyway, Falsetto Teeth will be playing at Paraspace, which is our friend Sean Carnage's venue. Actually, he just runs Monday nights there, I guess. But anyway, that's, I want to say 322 North Glendale Boulevard in Echo Park. So check it out. They go on 4th. So, yeah, you'll probably catch me there if I'm not doing anything. So, Saturday, if you go to the Mez Bar, this is over in downtown here. Look up the Mez Bar. That's, MEZZ.
It's at the Alexandria Hotel.
At the Alexandria Hotel. That's where that's.
Fifth
and Spring. That's not too far from here.
Right above the old Down and Out.
Yeah, exactly. That was from where the old spot was. Anyway, Bat Wings, Cat Wings is going to entertain you on Saturday. And then Sunday, our buddy Princess Frank has his Sunday residency at Thirsty Crow over on Sunset. Across from what the hell bar is that? Silver Lake Lounge. Yeah. But anyway, so he'll be there during the day at like 1 o'clock. And then later that day, I'm going to be drinking beer, watching the Super Bowl or something. And then Monday, I don't know what's going on Monday.
I don't know. What's on TV on Monday? I don't watch TV anymore.
I think How I Met Your Mother is on at 8 o'clock. I think Jen Rice likes that show, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? One thing I wanted to mention, coming up on Saturday, there's going to be something really cool. It's the Cacophony Society Zone Show, and it's going to be in Santa Ana. And they, I don't know if you guys know about the Cacophony Society, but they're kind of like...
Take the fives off.
They are, like culture jammers, and they are like different kind of like guerrilla artists and stuff. Like they'll do like these crazy like culture jammy kind of things, you know what I mean? Like crazy fucking shit that'll make you think and stuff. And they're having let me read this thing. It says the Cacophony Society Zone Show is a retrospective look at the Cacophony Society, the national collective of guerrilla artists, Dada pranksters, and various eccentrics pursuing experiences beyond the mainstream. I'm so drunk right now, that's all I'm gonna read. But it's going on Saturday. It's the Cacophony Society Zone Show. I try to get the one of the founders of the Cacophony Society on, and I just couldn't get a hold of him. His email was blocked up. But Al Ridenour actually is one of the founders, or the founder of the Cacophony Society. Wanted to have him on, but we will have him on at a later date on the More Music Radio Pod to talk about the Cacophony Society and the stuff that they do. But I want you guys to check out the Cacophony Society Zone Show, and that's going to be at the CSUF Grand Central Arts Center in Santa Ana. So go and check that out. 125
North Broadway.
Yeah.
Santa Ana.
Yeah, check it out. Just Google the Cacophony Society. All right, cool.
Sonia, don't you have a show coming up soon? Sketch Monster?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're putting on Sunday at the Airliner.
Hey, all right, how come I didn't see that on my list?
Who doesn't love the Airliner?
I love the Airliner. My mom used to go drinking over there.
I want to say that's like 2500 cool. Broadway Boulevard.
Sure, why not?
In Lincoln Heights.
In my old stomping grounds in Lincoln North Heights, Broadway. All right.
Yeah, we're playing at 10:30. It's a hard-on event, Valentine's and all that drama. So, yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to the Gate Street Elementary alumni. All right, man. Represent Lincoln Heights. All right, cool.
Go Tigers.
Well, hey, I want to thank everybody for tonight. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, Tuesday.
Sonia.
Tuesday, Viper Room, Lightning Woodcock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lightning Woodcock's going to be at the Viper Room on Tuesday. So
he did an awesome commercial for us.
Yeah, that's right. So, check out Lightning Woodcock. Thanks a lot, man. That was fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Thanks to Jeremy, Skid Row Studios. Thank you to Sonia for running the board. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Thanks to Henry Rollins and Lee.
Thank you to Henry Rollins, Lee, Mike Morales.
Yeah, Mike.
From Hands Like Bricks calling in. Nicotines represent. All right, back in the day.
Whoop, whoop. what in the book?
All right, man. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. Listen, next week, I'm trying to get Citric from the Browntown Looters and Pueblo Cafe to come in here. Send him a message, and we're going to try to have him in next week. If not, we'll have somebody fun in next week. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So listen, www.skidrow.la every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Check out The Mormons, Facebook / The Mormons, Twitter / The Mormons, More Music Radio Pod on Facebook / MOR Music Radio Pod. Be sure to like the page, please. We want everybody to push that like button and like us on Farcebook. All right.
Hey, and one thing, sorry, real quick. Review this show on iTunes, because that's how you go up the ranks in iTunes.
People
review you. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah, the More Music Radio Pod is on iTunes. Search us there, MOR Music Radio Pod. And please rate us. Like, click the thing. It's not that fucking hard, right? Yeah, leave a comment. Even if you fucking hate it, rate something.
Yeah, if you think you don't like us, just pretend the thumb is a finger. You're flipping us off.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot, and we'll catch you next week. This has been a lot of fun. All right. I don't know what else to say. I always have separation anxiety, but I hear the end of the song coming. Thank you, guys.
He's going to breathe into a paper bag for a week. We'll see. We'll see in a week.
Hey, me and Jeremy are talking about doing a show called The Two Fat Fucks, talking about how we're fat and we want to lose weight. All right. So look for that. Thank you, everybody. Skid Row Studios. And we'll catch you next week. More music radio.
Good night. Good night, everybody.